T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve.
Wow. So I got a story. If your car was on fire, you'd do anything to save it?
Yeah.
But a dude in Russia had to do something that I think I would just be like, let my car burn.
Just like, okay.
Oh, let it go, baby.
My story, a guy, he wants to buy a new vehicle. You should, what he wants to use as a trade-in, I think the dealership's like going, what?
Wait a minute, what?
Uh-huh.
Slacker and Steve, stories of stupendous stupidity.
Thanks, my story's out of Florida.
Yay!
Florida guy, he met with a Mercedes salesperson, said he'd like to trade in his car and get a new Mercedes.
Heck yeah!
So the manager of the dealership ran the vehicle's identification number. That's when he learned the vehicle was rented back in September in Las Vegas.
Don't think you're allowed to trade those in there, Steve. For sure, you can't trade those.
And that's what the dealership manager told the guy. The guy did leave the dealership when he was denied, but returned early next morning, poured gasoline on the vehicle, the Mercedes he wanted to buy. He then set an object on fire and threw it on the vehicle and took off a running.
Okay.
Three vehicles were completely destroyed. Three others were damaged. Total damage is $300,000. The police later found the guy at a hotel and arrested him.
Did he try to trade his hotel room in on a house? Now, I'd like to trade this house for that one over there. That's a rent. No, I don't care.
I said
trading it. A damn Mercedes dealership wouldn't do a deal with me. All right. Well, speaking of burning cars, a dude in Russia was driving down the road and his car lit on fire.
Dang.
Inexplicably.
Wow.
He didn't. There's nothing around. There's no water. There's nothing anywhere around. So he waved down a dude who was not, there we go. He waved down a dude that was in a semi-truck.
Uh-oh.
The semi-truck was a septic truck.
Oh, okay.
They clean out the poo of septic tanks.
Yeah.
And on the septic truck is a hose that will drain the septic truck. So pop quiz, hot shot. Let it burn.
Wow.
Or cover it in poo water.
Hey, what the hell?
He chose poo water.
Poo water. I got the poo water on me. How'd that go?
It did douse the fire under the hood, but we don't know at this point if the car was saved, but... saved for what?
Exactly.
Because now your car smells like shh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Septic poo water.
Yay.
Car. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.